A proposed countywide transit organization has cleared a big hurdle now that a four-party agreement and articles of incorporation have been approved. Ann Arbor Transportation Authority officials say next month they will release a revised five-year transit master plan. AATA Board Chair Jesse Bernstein says they will take time to make sure communities throughout the county can understand what services will be included and the costs. Bernstein says only after this information is fully shared will they ask the county to file the Articles of Incorporation to create the new authority.
My hope would be the sooner the better, but if we find we need to do a lot more education or there's questions we can't answer, we're not going to ask the clerk to file the articles till we know where we're at. My hope is that we can do that before the end of the year.
Joining the AATA board at the meeting were some of the representatives on the unincorporated transit board, including Ypsilanti Township Clerk Karen Lovejoy Rowe. Rowe says she sees several benefits from greater public transit.
Really excited about the opportunity to expand transit for all of our seniors in particular who are shut in and need ways to get around, and then our young people who don't have access to vehicles too. So I just think it's great, and most importantly for jobs. I think it's economic development is so tied hand in hand with public transit, and if we're going to move forward as a county and increase the jobs that we need for all of our residents, we got to do this.
Rowe says she's not in favor of most tax increases, but believes the community will get a return much greater than the small transit tax needed to fund the new organization. After the Articles of Incorporation are filed, communities throughout the county will have 30 days to opt out of the new transit organization. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.